Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thad Boesley. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The DH, Bob Molinaro. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. And now, play ball. Thad Boesley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boesley strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Horta reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker catches it and throws to first to double up Washington. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp bunts towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colburn moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Colburn moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-1 in the game. Gar hits a fly ball into right field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Thompson scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Schuler now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Rich Hinton now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Colburn is called out on strikes. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosley. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 4 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.